Happy weekend, Squamish. Environment Canada says rain will begin at noon today. We will get between 10 to 15 millimeters. The wind will blow from the north 20 kilometers per hour, except gusting to 50 over southern sections. We will see a high of 4°C during the day and a low of 3°C overnight. Rain is on the menu for Sunday, but sunshine is forecast for Monday. Avalanche forecast. According to avalog.co, today, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is moderate, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include wind slabs. The advice for today from avalog.co is, avalanche danger will increase on Saturday as new snow and wind build fresh, reactive wind slabs. Watch for newly formed and reactive wind slabs as you transition into wind-affected terrain. Recent wind has varied in direction, so watch for wind slabs on all aspects. Closely monitor how the new snow is bonding to the old surface. The best and safest riding will be on slopes that have soft snow without any slab properties. Avoid this trail. The District of Squamish is warning folks to avoid Lumberjack Trail after a bridge collapse near Perth Drive. The district is currently assessing the damage and options for bridge replacement. The public is asked to please avoid the roped-off area. Those with accessibility issues should avoid the trail, reads a Muni post on Facebook put up last Friday night, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Solander Island, located 1.5 kilometers west of Brooks Peninsula, on the northwest coast of Vancouver Island, which hit 9.1°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 2.6°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 3 was Dease Lake, which was a chilly -30.4°C. Today's hot spot in BC is slated to be Point Atkinson, which could reach 8.5°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Fort Nelson, which could see a low of -30.9 today. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on Jan. 4 was at 8:10 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:26 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its waxing crescent phase. The moon appears to be partly but less than one-half illuminated by direct sunlight. The fraction of the moon's disk that is illuminated is increasing, explains the U.S. Navy Astronomical Applications Department site. The moon's illumination is currently 25.37%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 10:56 a.m. Moonset is at 10:29 p.m. Tides. Low tide today is at 3:37 a.m., height 2.91 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next high tide will be at 8:13 p.m. 3.71 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 6.8°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2024 and was 7.3°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.5°C in the next 10 days. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 7.8°C. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's what stood out to us this week from our online calendar. Tonight, January 4th, it is 90s night at Trickster's Hideout at 38005 Cleveland Avenue from 9 to 2 a.m. It's time to dust off your Doc Martens, bust out your flannel, and get jiggy with it. 90s night, reads the listing. Tomorrow, January 5th, there's Pokemon Trade and Play at Arrowwood Games, located at 38157 2 Avenue from 3 to 5 p.m. Join the weekly Pokemon Trade and Play at Arrowwood Games. Bring your cards to trade or battle. Ages 6 plus can be dropped off. Drop-ins welcome, reads the listing. On January 8th, there's Nerd Night at the Brackendale Art Gallery, Cafe and Culture Center, located at 41950 Government Road from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. What's better than to kick off 2025 with learning from three speakers on three fun and varied topics? Asterisk Learning Robots, Rachel plus QT the Social Robot will explore how assistive technology can help bring equity, empowerment and independence to education for neurodivergent learners. Nerve Cells, Connor will discuss how neurons, nerve cells, communicate by sending signals to other nerve cells. Cinegraphic Vintage Lenses. Alex and Daniel will explore how to create magical cinematic videography using vintage lenses on modern full-frame cameras, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up, go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Curbside Tote Collection. Change the district of Squamish notes that if your regular pickup for trash was New Year's Day, January 1st, pickup will be today, January 4th instead. Christmas Tree Disposal. As your Christmas tree dries out, it becomes more flammable. 36% of tree fires happen in January, reads a National Fire Protection Association, NFPA. Post, shared by Squamish Fire Rescue. Here's the lowdown of where to take your real Christmas tree now that the holidays are over, sorry. According to the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, Squamish Landfill Daily. 9 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. tipping fees apply. Curbside collection. Regular collection days. Place an organics tote. Cut into small pieces, diameter. Glacier View Drive, entire street. No parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking.issues. To note on the highway NO roadwork to note today. Gas prices in Squamish today. Regular gas is going for 164.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar at 9001 Valley Doctor in Whistler. Gas is going for 165.9 per liter at the Co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road in Pemby. Fill up at AC Gas at 7432 Prospect Street for 164.9 per liter. The cheapest gas in Vancouver is at the Chevron at 1955 Powell Street, where you can fill up for 167.9 per liter, according to GasBuddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Kamloops, where you can fill up for 149.9 per liter at the Costco at 1675 Versatile Drive.